Dylan Olson, assistant coach.
Dylan, opening weekend, I guess just, you're great on your team's performance in the preseason. You guys kind of own the third periods, and in the opening weekend, the third periods kind of bit you back there against those opponents. You know, just your thoughts on the overall weekend.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's never fun going 0-2, especially in your home opener. But we have had spurts where we're putting together, the right formula on the ice. For 40 minutes of each of those games, we thought we played the right way. You can see that the boys are giving their all, and we're just trying to work out the kinks. Obviously there's still some lineup changes going on here, and it's a whole brand new team, right? So we just got to start building that chemistry and getting these guys familiar with each other, and we're doing our best to put a 60 minute effort together.
As you look at building a defense corps for this team here, your thoughts on this overall group that you have to work with this season?
Yeah, again, it's been a lot of changes. We brought in Moldy for last game, and I thought he played really well. You know, he's a right-handed defenseman, big presence out there, physical. And then we got to mix in with a couple young guys, and Jamal and Ertl and Martin, but Martin doesn't play like he's a young guy. So, no, we definitely have a good mix of skill and grit and toughness, and that's what we need on a back end. So, we'll just keep them going, and hopefully it can carry on as we go here.
You bet. Brody Martin, again, in the preseason anyway, impressed me with the way that he doesn't seem to lose inside the dot leverage very often. He just seems to be keeping himself between the opposition and the net very well. Is that something you'd agree with, and how does a player wind up having those kind of traits?
Yeah, absolutely. He's like a veteran in a young guy. He brings the leadership on and off the ice. He's a playmaker. He's smart in the defensive zone. We don't need that big physical aspect from him, but he does play the way you're supposed to be in the D zone, right? Not letting guys push you around in front of the net and stuff like that. And then he brings that skill where, he's a quarterback on our power play. So he can obviously put the puck in the net and help put points on the board for us.
When you look at special teams over the weekend, obviously the power play got going on Saturday night, the penalty kill, both games had multiple goals scored against. So as a work in progress, how would you grade your special team so far?
Yeah, it's definitely a work in progress, like you said. We've made a couple changes here and there, and we might try something different tonight just to help us, help with the goals against. And then our power play, yeah, once they get clicking, like we got 10 guys out there that can put the puck in the net, so it's just a matter of time before those floodgates open and look out.
As far as choosing who gets to be part of the penalty kill and choosing roles for players, is that something that works itself out, or you identify guys right away that you think are going to be key in those units?
I mean, you kind of have an idea of who's going to be on your PK. Some guys might surprise you. But I mean, everybody's had an opportunity to be on the PK, and the PK is, it's a privilege to be out there, just like the power play. Yeah, it's not as exciting, but you're doing a job out there. You got to block shots, you got to get the puck out, keep the puck out of our net. So it takes a solid player to do that job, and we're still in the process of finding the right guys to do that consistently for us night in and night out.
Obviously, lots of excitement for the players who are able to get their first goal in this league as part of the opening weekend, but everybody, wants a win. When you think back to your first week in the league, just what kind of thoughts are going through players' minds as you, learn on the fly at a new level?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot faster pace, and the guys are, older and bigger than what they're used to in the past, right? So I could see the nerves there in the first game against Drayton Valley, and then, obviously the start to the second game against Camrose wasn't what we wanted, but as these kids get more ice time and they get more comfortable out there, you'll start to see points go up, just like the kids that got their first goals out of the way. So now the monkey's off the back, we'll see how tonight goes, and hopefully they can fill the net with a couple more.
In the preseason, anyway, one of the returning players on the back end, Kiel Schmalz, impressed me with maybe a little more physical play than I remember from him last year. What did you see from him in the preseason and so far?
Yeah, that's kind of what we've asked Kiel to do. We've asked him to be more of a stay-at-home, gritty defenseman and be more physical, and I think he's done that. He's done a great job so far, and we're going to continue to work with him on just being a tough guy to play against in the D zone. We're just continuing to work with him, and he's doing great. So, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. And one new arrival in the lineup tonight, Riley Peterson. Just walk us through how he wound up here in Olds and what your expectations are.
Yeah, that was a big pickup for us. You know, obviously he was up in the dub, and he got cut from there, which is unfortunate, but fortunate for us, right? He's a big body who skates well. He moves the puck well. He can shoot. He can score. So we're hoping to see some big things from him tonight.
Excellent. We'll keep it going, Dylan. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.